This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. The Bethel Warriors girls basketball team has yet to host a home game this season. Their opponents have canceled every game because of the Lower Kuskokwim School District's COVID-19 testing policies. On Monday, following a torrent of complaints, the LKSD school board relaxed several of the district's COVID policies. January 7th was supposed to be the Bethel Regional High School girls basketball team's first home game in nearly 2 years, but their opponents, the Palmer Moose, canceled their trip to Bethel. BRHS Athletic Director Darren Lieb said that's because LKSD requires visiting teams to get tested for COVID both before they travel to Bethel and after they arrive. Lieb said the visiting team did not want any players to get stuck in Bethel if they tested positive and had to isolate. That prompted the LKSD school board to hold an emergency meeting on Monday to review its COVID policies regarding sports. Girls varsity basketball head coach Regina Lieb called into that meeting to explain that her players were quickly losing their entire home season.
This week should be our busy week preparing for the Donlin tournament, which is our big home tournament. But unfortunately, our bubble of excitement has been deflated in a matter of days. Our entire home schedule has been canceled.
Over 20 other people, including student athletes, parents, and coaches, also called into the LKSD board meeting. Their top request was for the district to remove the requirement that visiting teams have to test in Bethel. Among those making that request was Bryn Garrison of the Bethel girls basketball team.
Being able to play at home is important not only for our team, but for our families. At home games brings excitement and pride, which carries throughout the school and community.
Garrison and other girls basketball players talked about how difficult it was last year without any basketball games. Peter Crow, captain of the Bethel boys basketball team, said having sports this year has helped students keep their grades up and stay healthier. And he said home games are especially important to seniors like him.
We all have parents and grandparents who want to watch us play, and some of us for the last time.
YKHC Chief of Staff Dr. Ellen Hodges, who attended the meeting by phone, supported the change in testing requirements. She said visiting teams could test immediately before traveling instead of after arriving in Bethel.
So they don't get stranded in a town that they're visiting with a positive test. So testing before departure, as close as possible to departure, before games for local teams, and then 5 days after returning from travel.
The LKSD board unanimously voted to approve that change. Visiting teams will now only be required to receive a negative test before traveling to LKSD communities. Many of the students, parents, and coaches calling into Monday's board meeting pressured the district to go further with loosening COVID policies. They asked to allow students to play sports without masks. LKSD's own policy does not require athletes to wear masks while they are exercising. However, the city of Bethel's mask ordinance does. Recently, LKSD started complying with that ordinance for games in Bethel. Some parents said their children have asthma, and wearing masks while running makes it difficult to breathe. Stephen Boney, a parent in Bethel, is concerned the mask requirement in Bethel will cause more home games to get canceled.
No team's going to want to come to Bethel and wear a mask to play basketball.
YKHC does not support students playing sports without masks. Dr. Hodges says masks are one way to reduce the risk of spreading COVID at sporting events, which she says has been known to happen.
Basketball has been associated with several very large outbreaks in our region, not only students who attended the games or played the sports, but also many others who are secondary cases associated with these outbreaks. There should be universal mandatory masking at all times during practice and games.
Hodges reminded participants in the meeting that the YK Delta is experiencing its largest surge in COVID cases ever, and ICU capacity around the state is still strained. But the LKSD board decided unanimously to ask the Bethel City Council for an exemption from the city's mask mandate so students can practice and play games without a mask. The LKSD board also directed the district's administration to look at expanding the size of crowds at home games, depending on the size of the gym. They also voted to allow students to shake hands with their opponents before and after matches. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim. Next, in municipal news, Hauled City Water and Sewer Services in Bethel are a little slower than normal right now due to non-COVID-related staff shortages. That's been going on for the past few weeks. The city manager expects Omicron is about to make these delays a lot worse. KYUK's Olivia Eberts reports.
According to City Manager Williams, the water and sewer crew is understaffed, and there have been a few absences in recent days. Williams says those absences haven't been due to water and sewer workers getting sick with COVID-19, but he says he's preparing for that to change soon. Williams says that for the next few weeks, or for as long as Omicron surges in Bethel, he expects workers could call in sick with COVID.
We are expecting this latest variant to raise some havoc. I'm kind of looking at keeping my fingers crossed for the next 2 or 3 weeks here.
He suggests in the meantime that residents conserve their water as best they can. He says if people completely run out of water, they can fill up jugs at the Bethel Heights Water Treatment Facility. Williams says he's trying to mitigate against the Omicron surge by reminding city workers to wear their masks. Williams says there are COVID-related absences in other departments, like in the utility maintenance department, but he says those effects haven't been felt by residents yet. In Bethel, I'm Olivia Eberts.
And finally, in public health, if you live in Bethel, you may have noticed a letter in your P.O. box from the city last month. It was about a contaminant recently found in the city's piped water. KYUK's Olivia Eberts has an update on the situation.
The contaminant is called haloacetic acid 5, or HAA5. All disinfected water contains trace amounts of HAA5 as a part of the treatment process. But according to the National Institutes of Health, it can cause cancer when it's consumed at a certain threshold over a period of many years. During the last 3 months of 2021, the contaminant was over the amount of what's considered safe. But City Manager Pete Williams says there's no cause for concern, saying that just a few months over the safety limit won't affect you. He says the city has remedied the situation since the letter went out, and it will continue to monitor the water. Once it's been under the specified safety level for a year, the community will be considered in the clear. In Bethel, I'm Olivia Eberts.
Koyana, for listening to KYUK News. Please send us your news tips, comments, or suggestions at news@kyuk.org or message us on Facebook. And stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.